Tractate 45. John 10. 1-10. Part 2. Why is it, then, that I have said, this is a more important point? What is there about it obscure and difficult to understand? Listen, I beseech you. See, the Lord Jesus Christ himself came and preached. Much more surely was that the shepherd's voice which was uttered by the very mouth of the shepherd. For if the shepherd's voice came through the prophets, how much more did the shepherd's own tongue give utterance to the shepherd's voice? Yet all did not hear him. But what are we to think? Those who did hear, were they sheep? Lo! Judas heard, and was a wolf, he followed, but, clad in sheepskin. He was laying snares for the shepherd. Some, again, of those who crucified Christ did not hear, and yet were sheep, for such he saw in the crowd when he said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he." Now, how is this question to be solved? They that are not sheep do hear, and they that are sheep do not hear. Some, who are wolves, follow the shepherd's voice, and some, that are sheep, contradict it. Last of all, the sheep slay the shepherd. The point is solved, for someone in reply says, "But when they did not hear, as yet they were not sheep, they were then wolves, the voice, when it was heard, changed them, and out of wolves transformed them into sheep, and so, when they became sheep, they heard, and found the shepherd, and followed him. They built their hopes on the shepherd's promises, because they obeyed his precepts." That question has been solved in a way, and perhaps satisfies everyone. But I bear still a subject of concern, and what concerns me I shall impart to you, that, in some sort inquiring together, I may through his revelation be found worthy with you to attain the solution. Hear, then, what it is that moves me. By the prophet Ezekiel the Lord rebukes the shepherds, and among other things says of the sheep, "The wandering sheep have you not recalled." He both declares it a wanderer, and calls it a sheep. If, while wandering, it was a sheep, whose voice was it hearing to lead it astray? For doubtless it would not be straying were it hearing the shepherd's voice, but it strayed just because it heard another's voice, it heard the voice of the thief and the robber. Surely the sheep do not hear the voice of robbers. "Those that came," he said, "and we are to understand, apart from me, that is, those that came apart from me are thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them." Lord, if the sheep did not hear them, how can the sheep wander? If the sheep hear only thee, and thou art the truth, whoever heareth the truth cannot certainly fall into error. But they err, and are called sheep. For if, in the very midst of their wandering, they were not called sheep, it would not be said by Ezekiel, "The wandering sheep have you not recalled." How is it at the same time a wanderer and a sheep? Has it heard the voice of another? Surely the sheep did not hear them. Accordingly, many are just now being gathered into Christ's fold, and from being heretics are becoming Catholics. They are rescued from the thieves, and restored to the shepherds, and sometimes they murmur, and become wearied of him that calls them back, and have no true knowledge of him that would murder them. Nevertheless also, when, after a struggle, those have come who are sheep, they recognize the shepherd's voice, and are glad they have come, and are ashamed of their wandering. When, then, they were glorying in that state of error as in the truth, and were certainly not hearing the shepherd's voice, but were following another, were they sheep, or were they not? If they were sheep, how can it be the case that the sheep do not listen to aliens? If they were not sheep, wherefore the rebuke addressed to those to whom it is said, "The wandering sheep have you not recalled?" In the case also of those already become Catholic Christians, and believers of good promise, evils sometimes occur, they are seduced into error, and after their error are restored. When they were thus seduced, and were rebaptized, or after the companionship of the Lord's fold were turned back again into their former error, were they sheep, or were they not? Certainly they were Catholics. If they were faithful Catholics, they were sheep. If they were sheep, how was it that they could listen to the voice of a stranger when the Lord saith, "The sheep did not hear them"? You hear, brethren, the great importance of the question. I say then, the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knoweth those who were foreknown, He knoweth those who were predestinated, because it is said of Him, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine it to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestine it, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. If God be for us, who can be against us? Add to this, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how hath He not with Him also freely given us all things? But what us? Those who are foreknown, predestinated, justified, glorified, regarding whom there follows, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Therefore the Lord knoweth them that are His, they are the sheep. Such sometimes do not know themselves, but the shepherd knoweth them, according to this predestination, this foreknowledge of God, according to the election of the sheep before the foundation of the world, for so saith also the Apostle, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world." According, then, to this divine foreknowledge and predestination, how many sheep are outside, how many wolves within? And how many sheep are inside, how many wolves without? How many are now living in wantonness who will yet be chaste? How many are blaspheming Christ who will yet believe in Him? How many are giving themselves to drunkenness who will yet be sober? How many are preying on other people's property who will yet freely give of their own? Nevertheless, at present they are hearing the voice of another, they are following strangers. In like manner, how many are praising within who will yet blaspheme, are chaste who will yet be fornicators, are sober who will wallow hereafter in drink, are standing who will by and by fall? These are not the sheep. For we speak of those who were predestinated, of those whom the Lord knoweth that they are His. And yet these, so long as they keep right, listen to the voice of Christ. Yes, these hear, the others do not, and yet, according to predestination, these are not sheep, while the others are. There remains still the question, which I now think may meanwhile thus be solved. There is a voice of some kind, there is, I say, a certain kind of voice of the shepherd, in respect of which the sheep hear not strangers, and in respect of which those who are not sheep do not hear Christ. What a word is this! He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. No one of his own is indifferent to such a voice. A stranger does not hear it, for this reason also does he announce it to the former, that he may abide perseveringly with himself to the end, but by one who is wanting in such persevering continuance with him, such a word remains unheard. One has come to Christ, and has heard word after word of one kind and another, all of them true, all of them salutary, and among all the rest is also this utterance, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." He who has heard this is one of the sheep. But there was, perhaps, someone listening to it, who treated it with dislike, with coldness, and heard it as that of a stranger. If he was predestinated, he strayed for the time, but he was not lost forever, he returns to hear what he has neglected, to do what he has heard. For if he is one of those who are predestinated, then both his very wandering and his future conversion have been foreknown by God. If he has strayed away, he will return to hear that voice of the shepherd, and to follow him who saith, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." a good voice, brethren, it is, true and shepherd-like, the very voice of salvation in the tabernacles of the righteous. For it is easy to hear Christ, easy to praise the gospel, easy to applaud the preacher, but to endure unto the end, is peculiar to the sheep who hear the shepherd's voice. A temptation befalls thee, endure thou to the end, for the temptation will not endure to the end. And what is that end to which thou shalt endure? Even till thou reachest the end of thy pathway. For as long as thou hearest not Christ, he is thine adversary in the pathway, that is, in this mortal life. And what doth he say? Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him. Thou hast heard, hast believed, hast agreed. If thou hast been at enmity, agree. If thou hast got the opportunity of coming to an agreement, keep not up the quarrel longer. For thou knowest not when thy way will be ended, and it is known to him. If thou art a sheep, and if thou endurest to the end, thou shalt be saved, and therefore it is that his own despise not that voice, and strangers hear it not. According to my ability, as he gave me the power, I have either explained to you or gone over with you a subject of great profundity. If any have failed fully to understand, let him retain his piety, and the truth will be revealed, and let not those who have understood vaunt themselves as swifter at the expense of the slower, lest in their vaunting they turn out of the track, and the slower more easily attain the goal. But let all of us be guided by him to whom we say, Lead me, O Lord, in thy way, and I will walk in thy truth. By this, then, which the Lord hath explained, that he himself is the door, let us find entrance to what he has set forth, but not explained. And indeed who it is that is the shepherd, although he hath not told us in the lesson we have read today, yet in that which follows he very plainly tells us, I am the good shepherd. And although he had not said so, whom else but himself ought we to have understood in those words where he saith, He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and letteth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. For who else calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them hence unto eternal life, but he who knoweth the names of those that are foreordained? Hence he said to his disciples, Rejoice that your names are written in heaven, for from this it is that he calleth them by name. And who else putteth them forth, save he who putteth away their sins, that, freed from their grievous fetters, they may be able to follow him? And who hath gone before them to the place whither they are to follow him, but he who, rising from the dead, dieth no more, and death shall have no more dominion over him, and who, when he was manifest here in the flesh, said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Hence it is that he saith, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. In this he clearly shows that not only the shepherd, but the sheep also enter in by the door. But what is this, he shall go in and out, and find pasture? To enter indeed into the church by Christ the door, is eminently good, but to go out of the church, as this same John the Evangelist saith in his epistle, They went out from us, but they were not of us, is certainly otherwise than good. Such a going out could not then be commended by the good shepherd, when he said, And he shall go in and out, and find pasture. There is therefore not only some sort of entrance, but some outgoing also that is good, by the good door, which is Christ. But what is that praiseworthy and blessed outgoing? I might say, indeed, that we enter when we engage in some inward exercise of thought, and go out, when we take to some active work without, and since, as the Apostle saith, Christ dwelleth in our hearts by faith, To enter by Christ is to give ourselves to thought in accordance with that faith, but to go out by Christ is, in accordance also with that same faith, to take to outside works, that is to say, in the presence of others. Hence, also, we read in a psalm, Man goeth forth to his work, and the Lord himself saith, Let your works shine before men. But I am better pleased that the truth himself, like a good shepherd, and therefore a good teacher, hath in a certain measure reminded us how we ought to understand his words, He shall go in and out, and find pasture, when he added in the sequel, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. For he seems to me to have meant, that they may have life in coming in, and have it more abundantly at their departure. For no one can pass out by the door that is, by Christ to that eternal life which shall be opened to the sight, unless by the same door that is, by the same Christ he has entered his church, which is his fold, to the temporal life, which is lived in faith. Therefore, he saith, I am come that they may have life, that is, faith, which worketh by love, by which faith they enter the fold that they may live, for the just liveth by faith, and that they may have it more abundantly, who, enduring unto the end, pass out by this same door, that is, by the faith of Christ, for as true believers they die, and will have life more abundantly when they come whither the shepherd hath preceded them, where they shall die no more. Although, therefore, there is no want of pasture even here in the fold, for we may understand the words and shall find pasture as referring to both, that is, both to their going in and their going out, yet there only will they find the true pasture. Where they shall be filled who hunger and thirst after righteousness, such pasture as was found by him to whom it was said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But how he himself is the door, and himself the shepherd, so that he also may in a certain respect be understood as going in and out by himself, and who is the porter, it would be too long to inquire today, and, according to the grace given us by himself, to unfold in the way of dissertation.